Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you welcome a return there, or has that run its course?
Listen, I'm open to whatever I feel like is the best option. If Buffalo is that best option, obviously, you know, I will take it. That's definitely something that I will do. I know the system very well. I know the guys very well. And I feel like I can contribute big there like I have in the past. So, you know, Buffalo's definitely definitely could be a team that I end up being on. You know, we'll see. I don't know.
That is former Bills wide receiver Gabe Davis yesterday with Kay Adams. We just mentioned it, too, talking about Christian Wilkins. The Bills kind of don't have a spot for another defensive tackle. They've made a lot of additions. The same can be said at wide receiver. There's kind of just no room for Gabe Davis. And I said it before, Derek, and I'll say it again here. I am almost never really comfortable going back to the well. I like when the team evolves and keeps going forward. When guys leave, I'm cool with some coming back. But
like
even with
Tre'Davious White?
Well, but even with Trey White, if they didn't draft a corner around one, I would be irritated.
Yes, because then that's the plan.
That's the plan. And sometimes I think too often, I even mentioned it this weekend at MafiaCon with Alex Brasky too. I don't always love it because there's always going to be that feeling of go back to what you know. It was the same with Micah Hyde last year. Hyde, for almost verbatim, said he kind of wasn't going to play unless, like, something drastic happened.
Unless calamity happened.
And yet, and again, and it's a segment of fans, not everybody, but I'm here, you know, taking phone calls for a few hours, and it was regular hearing, why isn't Hyde playing? Why isn't Hyde playing? I don't want that because you're not moving forward. You're not progressing as a franchise, as a football team. I want Bishop to be better. Not that Micah Hyde or Joey Poyer, like, overall. That'd be great, but I'm not demanding it. But I want us to get to a point where we're not going back to the past, going, we'll give them a call. Like, the worst thing in my mind would be we're week 4 or 5 in, Gabe Davis still doesn't have a team, and no offense to him, but the passing game isn't working. So we're banging the drum of, we'll give Gabe Davis a call. That, to me, is a disaster. Because there's a reason they're not on the team anymore. There is a reason. And there's sadly, there's a reason he's not on the Jags anymore.
Correct.
It's 50-50 in terms of, you know, he has a new coach that kind of really didn't seem to know that he was on the team, Liam Cohen, because he was mentioning all the receivers and had like 10 names and just missed Gabe Davis, who's still on the roster. So it's not unsurprising he's not there. But also, you know, ultimately the big point here is I hope Davis finds a job. He was never a bad guy when he was on the Bills. He had some great moments. I have his jersey at home, and I'm not a jersey guy. I got it after 13 seconds. I know it's my fault. I'm sorry.
I know it's my fault. I'm sorry. What a line.
But ultimately, you look at their roster, they kind of don't have the room. We're already talking about the guys they have now trying to find where targets could be, and we're having somewhat of a difficulty with it.
Or even more so than that, how's LaVisca Chenault making this team?
Yeah. Like, for him, it really might be. You have to be a return guy.
How's KJ Hamler making this team?
Mm-hmm.
He he would need to be able to pop in some sort of way with the return game as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it of you have to find a way. Find a way to make it happen. And then, hey, here's Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Can Davis play special teams? He has in the past, I do believe. Don't quote me on it. I mean, you're a fourth-round rookie. Like, you'd probably want to be finding your way on a roster at any point.
Yeah, you would. We also do have news, as we were mentioning there, towards the end of our first segment. Bunch of teams that were part of the rivalry series this year, 7 of 8, actually, were releasing their, you know, the nice little videos and even kind of throwing out there when the game would be. The Bills finally get a part of it. We've got both of their tweets and kind of everything a part of that. It is going to be, it seems like, kind of a winter sort of vibe with the jersey. I'd imagine it might even be a whiteout jersey, and I just got to see the end of this video to make sure I get the date right, because we do have when it's going to be, and it is going to be October 5th against the Patriots, 8:20 p.m.
I like the glacial color, but I also want to see what the whole uniform looks like, because you're probably, obviously, you're just using your white helmet, right?
Yeah.
You have to.
Or it might be a full-on whiteout logo and everything,
like too. The Vikings.
Yep.
The Vikings did that with their whiteout, where even the Viking horns were kind of white over.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be an additional helmet, quote unquote? Though.
Oh yeah, I think that's the thing. They're going to get an additional helmet. I think that's the big.
They're
part
probably
of this.
They're probably awarded that for just like having to take part in this.
And I think the anticipation is, because right, like these rival jerseys go on for the next like 3 years. I think the anticipation is, one of the either Standing Buffalo or the 90s is not going to continue on into the following years. I would say the 90s is not going to be continuing on past week 18. I think they're going to go back to pulling out the Standing Buffalo every now and then, because that has stopped in recent years, and I have missed it. So it seems like we're moving towards that direction, where then they'll have this jersey to help out as well and have, you know, a few more mixes. I will also say, in their video that Josh Allen is in, they, of course, pull out the unsurprising quote when talking about Buffalo or Minnesota or Green Bay. Winter is coming, taken from Game of Thrones. And it does appear to be very White Walker inspired. You have Allen's eyes go to that crystal blue that was big in the TV show.
I would really like to see what this whole uniform looks like. I'm genuinely curious.
We're going to the Fortress of Solitude. That's what it looks like, all the crystals.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's also Game of Thrones. There was like a Fortress of Solitude there too. If we do get a White Walker type uniform, I will lose it. I will lose
my
mind.
They have my money.
Yeah, I
banging the table.
That's
got my
thing.
Money.
As I mentioned there, I'm not really a jersey guy. I'm just not. I have not anxiety, but I am superstitious about it. I haven't really bought like any specialty jerseys. I know a ton of people that like the Bills red ones. I'm not one of them. It, depending on how this goes, I might do it. See, I might do it.
I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. So I will put together some jersey collections. Like, I do have the navy blue one.
There we go.
Yep.
I do have like a bunch of different, the red ones, all of that. So this is going in my collection, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a unique thing. But again, just how do you pull the whole thing off for me? It's not just how a jersey looks. It has to be the kit. I need to see what everything looks like here. And I do like the idea of the frost-colored logo that they have for the rivalries.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, the Bills will be introducing these. We will see what they look like at the end of August, August 28th. And then it'll be early. It'll be Week 5 Sunday Night Football at home against the Patriots is when they will actually debut them. So I think a lot like Miami, I think, is also doing these fairly early.
Yep.
I kind of like that. Let's not make us wait like the whole time. But again, like that goes to the point too. They're going to be wearing different uniforms.
We waited
a lot.
4 months for this when they actually unleash the entirety of the uniforms.
But here, they're going to wear the.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The rivalry jerseys at home against Patriots. The next week against Atlanta, they're wearing their throwbacks in Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of different jerseys.
And I'm a fan of that.
Throughout the season. I'm a fan. I want to see how this looks first. I'm excited at the concept. We all know I'm a big Game of Thrones guy. They're pulling out the White Walker stops. I'm all for that. If they could get any of the former actors from the original show to like debut it, that'd be even cooler. But I want to see how it looks first. Because if it looks bad, I mean, like here. How do we honestly feel that Steelers fans and Green Bay fans are about their like 1940s jerseys? The Steelers ones are horrific.
Oh my God, those are
bad. At least the Green Bay one was like, oh, we're gonna like use like new like helmet technology to like make it look like the leather cap again. But like they don't look particularly good. Yeah, and so like that's my fear is like we're gonna have a lot of them, and you're gonna like about two of them. And that's my only thing.
To be fair, though,
you know, that's where I've pushed with the uniforms. I like the quality over quantity. I've liked it. They haven't had a ton, but I've loved them.
What I will say though is, doesn't that happen a lot with like new uniforms though too? Where it's just like, I don't know, man. Like the Cleveland Browns. Nah, you ain't tricking me. That's like FCS Northwest in college football.
Right.
Like that's not a real team.
Even Oregon kind of had to like earn the whole. We're pulling out all the stops because, I mean, for years, like, they were they were the neon green and yellow. Like, that's what they were. They had to sort of earn it.
I also do hate the overuse of, like, the all-black uniform, even with a team that does not have a primary black color to it. Like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the same thing with the all-white. It's a lazy gimmick, I think. The Bills, it's not an all-white look for any of theirs. Like, yeah, it's the white helmet, jersey, pants, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the logo's still prevalent. The numbers are still the numbers. It's like when you have it just like the numbers are only outlined and they're white on the inside too. And it's like, come on, can we do something a little better than this?
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same thing in the same standing. This is different. There's a frost color to it. I'm not going to ignore that. That's interesting.
They could do something with like that, like it's white, but then they have the lighter blues, like, you know, the ice color blue that
and
we all kind of know.
Be the
could do something like
but
that.
But this is the Sunday night game, the NBC game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
It looks like everyone's doing it like in like a pretty good window it, from the dates I've seen. I don't have all the dates or anything
also,
like that, but it seems like everyone's doing it like during
New England's
an important
hinting
game.
At a white jersey, though, are they not?
They're doing it against a different team.
Oh.
Theirs is against, I believe, the Jets. I want to make sure on that, but I believe they're doing it against somebody else. No, yeah, I don't think anyone's clashing. So it's not what we initially thought, where it was going to be rival jerseys going up against each other. It looks like everyone's doing it kind of alone. Against a division rival.
I'm confused. What?
I believe that's how it's going, is like everyone's doing it against a rival, yes, but everyone's going to have a solo spot with it.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it appears that is what's going on, is that everyone's kind of doing it
that makes
somewhat solo.
No sense.
See, but this kind of didn't go like where I thought it would be anyways. Because initially, I did think it would be more along the lines of like an homage to an earlier era of the team. And then they would clash together. Now it is just entirely like a different design, a true, its own thing.
It's like a city design almost.
Yeah, I think city design is probably the right way to do it. Like something like the NBA has done for years as well. Any Miami jersey is Miami Vice. I'd imagine the Dolphins are going to be like that as well. And you just you debut it against a rival rather than both get the spotlight on one day, one night. I don't hate that.
I do.
Well, the reason I don't hate it is because...
What, are we going to get the Dolphins unleashing theirs against the Bills? The Bills unleashing theirs against the Patriots? The Patriots unleashing theirs against the Jets? And the Jets unleashing theirs against the Dolphins?
Well, actually, I believe everyone but the Bills is releasing theirs against the Jets.
No.
I think Miami and New England are the Jets. And then the Jets is against
Miami,
the Dolphins.
I don't see Miami's unleashed or revealed, like, what day it's actually coming. Like, what...
Give me 1 second. I gotta find it because like they've got multiple posts for this. But yeah, I'm fine with it. If the jersey looks good, I'm fine with it because it's not initially what I thought it was.
I don't like it. If you're gonna do a gimmick like that, do it against each other. Show what kind of thing you've got, and then that's it.
Well, the thing, it's not gonna be it. This is now a jersey for you for the next 3 or so years. So then
play them against each other for it.
Well,
but then it
quickly is just a gimmick. Of we're only going to wear this against this team or one of these teams and we have to wear them together, that's not fun. That's ridiculous. So now that it's not just going to be an homage to the 90s or 60s or one of your eras, and if it's going to be its own thing, yeah, we're going to unveil it against a rival, but then it's part of our wardrobe that we can just kind of pull out against maybe anybody going into the future. We'll unveil it first against a division opponent. But then it's just part of it.
But it's a rivalries uniform. That's going to be the name for it. Like how there's the Color Rush uniform.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rivalries uniform. Why would you wear it against, say, next year, I don't know, like hypothetical opponent here, Kansas City?
You're probably going to wear it for the next 3 years against a different divisional opponent.
You're probably wearing it against each one of them.
Yes, but they will not be wearing theirs while playing you.
But then if you're already having to wear the jersey against them no matter what, why not have them wear it against you?
I think from what I'm gathering from it, if it's an all-white kit, it's an away jersey, right?
Like, yes.
No, well, this, but yeah, but they're at home.
Right.
The Bills are going to be at home for this.
So the Dolphins will be wearing, or who? The Patriots, right? Is it week four, you said?
It's week five.
Week five.
Yeah, they
week
are
five
home,
Sunday
yes.
football at
they
home against home. Patriots.
So the Patriots will be wearing probably their navy blue jerseys at that point, I would assume, to contrast it. So I get it, because if the Patriots are going white too, that's not going to work. You can't both wear that. So you got to kind of go home team, let the jersey out against a divisional opponent, and that's that.
Again, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do the thing, wearing them against a rival, I feel like they should be wearing them against each other. That's just me.
Yeah, but then you are getting to a point of like, cool, you guys have to do a blue one, or you guys have to do a red one or green one, because you're going to be the first year playing another team that wants to do a road one or a white one. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it is too, is like everyone gets to do whatever you want. And then they'll show up, you know, wherever, you know, at home.
And then you're going to wear them for one of three games.
Maybe.
Because you're on the road or at home.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like that's a weird gimmick.
I mean, they're all weird gimmicks until they're not. But we'll see. They're playing them against the Patriots Sunday Night Football Week 5. So we'll be early, and we're going to be getting a lot of different jerseys as we go. 803-0550, the number two call. What are you hoping to see from these jerseys? Day 3 of Bills training camp continues on down in St. John Fisher. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.